ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. ולרנינג בעזר השם יתברך, פרשת וארא. And we have this week's parasha, obviously the עניין of the מכות, that הקדוש ברוך הוא ברוך המצריים. We have seven מכות in this week's parasha. I saw here in the פסוק says, וידבר אדוני אל משה לאמור, בוא דבר אל פרעו מלך מצרים, וישלח את בני ישראל מארצו. השם told משה רבנו, You should go to Pharaoh and tell him to send Bnei Israel out. וידבר משה לפני אדוני לאמור, הן בני ישראל לא שמעו אליי, ואיך ישמעני פרעו ואני ערל שפתיים. So משה רבנו, he answered the Kadosh Baruch Hu, how do you expect Pharaoh to listen to me? If when I went to Bnei Israel that they are in the trouble, they are suffering, and I told them I'm going to take you out of Mitzrayim, no one listened to me. How do you expect Pharaoh to listen to me? And we see also a few psukim after. Again, by Shlishi, the pasuk says, "Vedaber Adonai el Moshe lemor ani Adonai, daber el Pharaoh melech Mitzrayim et kol asher ani dober elecha." Should tell Pharaoh all what I'm telling you. "Vayomer Moshe lefnei Adonai, hen ani aral sifatayim, ve'ech ishma elai Pharaoh." So, l'chaora, why Moshe Rabbeinu repeating so many times, "Hen ani aral sifatayim"? He told him already once. פסוק י' ב', הן בני ישראל לא שמעו אליי, ואיך ישמעני פרעו ואני ערל שפתיים? He told him, קל וחומר. And Rashi told us over there, he said, this is one of the 10 קל וחומר that we have in the Torah. We don't have so many קל וחומר in the Torah, that's one of them. See, for example, before when Yosef, he sent his brother, they told him, הן כסף אשר מצאנו בפי המתיחותינו, השיבונו אליך מארץ כנען. ואיך נגנוב בית אדוניך כסף וזהב? So, Rashi also over there, that's one of the 10 קל וחומר. Here also we have also קל וחומר. So, Moshe is telling הקדוש ברוך הוא, if בני ישראל, that I'm going to take them out of the suffering, they didn't listen to me. How is פרעה going to listen to me? I saw, actually, later on the פסוק כ"ט, Rashi brings down, וידבר השם אל משה לאמור, הוא הדיבור עצמו האמור למעלה. בוא דבר אל פרעו מלך מצרים. That's the same one. Here what the pasuk is talking, pasuk kaftet, it's the same thing, whatever Moshe was telling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in pasuk yudbet. Same thing. But since that, the pasukim, they spoke in between about the Yahasim of Shevet Levi, that's why Rashi says here, היא האמירה שאמר למעלה, הן בני ישראל לא שמעו אליי, ושנה הכתוב כאן, כיוון שיפסיק את העניין. וכך היא השיטה, כי האדם האומר לחברו, נחזור על הראשונות. As if a person, he was talking to his friend, and he mentioned something, and then he went to mention something else, and he told him, listen, what I told you before, let's go back and speak about it. So here also, similar idea. All right, okay, I understand. That's what Rashi says here. Also, I saw the Haskuni and the Atskanim, everyone says it's the same thing. But we're talking about the same Kal Vachomer. But the question the Farshim they asked, said, even the first time, the beginning of the parasha, Pasuk Yudbet, Yud Alef, also, why does Moshe Rabbeinu have to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hein Anei Aral Sifatayim? We saw that right at the beginning, the first time, when Hashem came to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he told him he should take Ben Israel all the way back in the Sinai, in the burning bush, also, Moshe Rabbeinu said the same thing. It says in Shemot, פרק ד' פסוק י' ויאמר משה לאדוני בי אדוני לא איש דברים אנוכי גם תמול גם שלשום גם מאז דברך אל עבדיך כי כיבד פה וכבד לשון אנוכי So he already, משה רבנו, he spoke with Hashem about this problem and what the Hashem answered him over there ויאמר אדוני אליו מי שם פה לאדם או מי ישום אליהם או חירש או פוקח או עבר הלא אנוכי אדוני ועתה לך ואנוכי יהיה אמפיך והורתיך אשר תדבר Hashem told him, don't worry, you should go, I'm going to be with you. So what's Moshe Rabbeinu here in this week's parasha, repeating the same problem? He already spoke with HaKadosh Baruch Hu about it before, and Hashem told you, don't worry about it. Why is he repeating again? So we have to understand, Be'ezrat Hashem Yitbarach. So I saw them Farshim, they explain that when a person is trying to convince someone else to do something, that it could be either that person is a good speaker, he could speak to people, he could convince people, and maybe that's one way that he could convince others. But there's another way, it could be the person on his own, he doesn't have the power to convince others, but we have Shekhinah medaber b'toch gironu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with him, that person, he doesn't have to worry. Even if he's going to say sentences, he's going to say something that he cannot convince others, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make it, the words that's going to come out of his mouth, people are going to hear it. As we have similarly, we have a Gemara, Masechet Brachot Davav. The Gemara says over there, Amar Bihalbo, Kol Adam Sheyesh Bo Ra'at Shamayim, Dibarav Nishma'im. Any person who has Yirat Shamayim, that person, whatever he says, people are going to listen to him. And the Gemara brings Pasuk, Shneimar, Sof Dabar Hakol Nishma'a, Et HaElohim Yira, Ve'et Mitzvotav Shemor, Ki Zeh Kol Adam. Sof Dabar Hakol Nishma'a. Whatever that person is going to say, everyone's going to listen to him. And the Pasuk is explaining why. Et HaElohim Yira, Ve'et Mitzvotav Shemor. If that person is Yirei Shamayim, and he keeps the Mitzvot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he's going to say something, people are going to listen to him. Many times you see people that speak and they speak and they speak, no one listens. And other hakamim, they speak, they just say a short sentence, everyone listens to them, and they pay attention to every single word that they're saying. That, when the person has Yirat Shamayim, the Barav Nishma'im, the Gemara says, people, they would listen to him. So here in the beginning, the first time, I saw the Mefarshim, they explain that Moshe Rabbeinu, him on his own, the Pasuk said on him clearly, he said, Ki chibad pe uchbad lashon anuchi. He cannot pronounce the letters properly. He cannot say it properly. Kibat pe uchbad lashon. And also he said in this week's parasha, also arad sifatayim. And I saw once in the drashot Haran, he brings down and said, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he made it that Moshe Rabbeinu is kibat pe and kibad lashon and arad sifatayim? Why all these things? So he says in Haran, he explains, he says, because if Moshe Rabbeinu, he was a good speaker, then people, they would say, how come Bnei Israel listened to Moshe Rabbeinu? Because he knew how to speak to them. He knew how to bring it in. He knew how to make them understand it. But Haran, he said, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically made Moshe Rabbeinu kibat pe uchbad lashon. Now, on his nature, Moshe Rabbeinu, anything that he's going to say, people, they won't pay attention to it. Why? Because he's not talking properly. He said, Kibat pe uchbad lashon. Many letters, he cannot pronounce it properly. Many things, he cannot say it the proper way. But nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he made it, that even though Moshe Rabbeinu is Kibat pe uchbad lashon, everyone listened to him. That's the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he made Moshe Rabbeinu Kibat pe, to show people that the reason why Ben Israel listened to Moshe Rabbeinu, not because he was a good speaker, He knows how to convince others. No, on his nature, he doesn't have that power. Everyone realizes that Kadosh Baruch Hu is talking through his mouth. That's why everyone listens to him. So now, the first time we say here in the Parashat Shemot, when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem told him he should go to Par'o, and he should tell him, you want to take Ben Israel out of Mitzrayim. And Moshe Rabbeinu, he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ויאמר משה לשם, בי אדוני, לא איש דברים אנוכי, גם תמול, גם שלשום, גם מאז דברך לעבדיך, כי כיבד פה וכבד לשון אנוכי. So Moshe Rabbeinu thought that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wants to send him to Par'o, to convince Par'o on his own, go convince Par'o that you should take Ben Israel out of Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu told him back then, he told him, I'm on my own, I'm כיבד פה וכבד לשון, I can't say anything to Par'o. How do you want me to go over there? Then Hashem told him, don't worry. ויאמר אליו השם, ויאמר השם אליו, מי שם פה לאדם? או מי עשום אליהם? או חרש, או עבר, או פוקח, או עבר, הלא אנוכי השם. Don't worry about this. ואתה לך ואנוכי יהיה אמפיך. I'm going to be with you. So Moshe Rabbeinu thought that when Hashem told him, ואנוכי יהיה אמפיך, Hashem is going to speak through his mouth. So if that's the case, Moshe Rabbeinu, he went. After when he came to Ben Israel, Pasuk said clearly in our parasha, "Velo shame'o el Moshe, mekotzer ruach u'me'avoda kasha." They didn't listen to him. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Listen, what's going on? If Shekhinah was medaberet b'toch gironi, Hashem speaking through my mouth, how come my words? It's not really my words. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words. How come these words did not have effect on Bnei Israel? I told Bnei Israel, 'Velo shame'o el Moshe.' They didn't listen. So now Moshe Rabbeinu." How come Ben Israel didn't listen to me? It must have been that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he did not speak through my mouth. Ella, he left me on my own. Hashem, he wanted me to convince Ben Israel on my own. So then Moshe Rabbeinu came back again and said, the only reason I accepted to go to talk to Ben Israel because you told me, Ve'anuchi Yehem Picha. But I see here that you're not with me. So he told him here, Ben Israel Shama'u Elayim, Ve'ech Ishma'ini Farao Ve'ani Arad Sefatayim. If Ben Israel, I'm going to take them out of Mitzrayim, they didn't listen to me. Why? It must have been that Shekhinah was not talking through my man. Elai left me on my own. And Ben Israel, for their benefit, they didn't listen to me. How do you expect Parao? What is Parao? Shote? The Farshim, they bring down. So the Haskuni, he said, what am I going to tell Parao? How am I going to convince Parao? He should let all Ben Israel, 600,000 people, the Gibarin, Levat Nataf, he should leave all of them, let them go out. Parao is going to think I'm crazy. So how am I going to convince Parao? What am I going to tell him? If Ben Israel, for their benefit, they didn't listen to me. Why didn't listen to me? As I said, because for sure you left me on my own. Shekhinah, you weren't talking through my mouth. So if that's the case, how could Parao listen to me? Then right after that, the Pasuk said, "Vedaber Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aharon ve'savem el Bnei Israel." So he told Moshe and Aharon, and also later on, as I said, by Shlishi, same thing, "Ve'yomer Hashem el Moshe, re'en et aticha Elohim ha'Farao ve'Aharon achicha yiyeh nevi'echa." Now you should go. You don't have to talk. Your brother Aharon HaKohen, everyone knows him, and he's not Kibat Pei, he's not Kibat Lashon, he's not Aral Tzifatayim. He's gonna go, he's gonna convince them. That's what he told him. Aharon Achicha Yenebecha, Atta Tedaber Kodashir HaSafekka, Aharon Achicha Yedaber El Parao, Veshlacht Bin Israel Me'arzo. That's what he told him. Then Moshe Rabbeinu, he accepted and he went. And so, also in Hatam Sofer, he brings different Pirush here in Torah Moshe. He says here in Daf Kaf Alef Amud Bet, "Hin Bnei Israel lo shamehu elai, v'daber Hashem el Moshe v'el Aharon v'savim el Bnei Israel." So he says here, "Tzarich ayun gadol, halo kvar b'tchilat shlichuto b'sinei, ta'an ta'anat aral tzifatayim, v'yamid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aharon l'melis v'turgiman, u'ma t'hadesh ata b'sheilat Moshe Rabbeinu v'tshuvat HaKadosh Baruch Hu." He says here, he says also in the in Parashat Shemot, the first time when Hashem appeared to Moshe Rabbeinu, he told them, "Ve'anuchi yeh ampicha." We said one pirush, but over there also says, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Shalach na biyat tishlach, I don't want to go." Then he told them, "Hello, Aharon achicha levi, yadati ki daber edaber hu, gam en hu yosil kraticha, vira'acha v'samach be'lebo." And then he told them, "You should go with Aharon, and he's gonna speak to them." So the same thing, same conversation. Why Moshe Rabbeinu is repeating it here? Again, same conversation. So he said, "Ayin baramban shen t'hak baze." כן, עין שם. ולפי עניות דעתי, he says here, דאמרו חזל במסכת עדויות, פרק א' משנה ג', מלא הין מין שאובין פוסלין את המקווה. כן, we have that's the משנה, מסכת עדויות, said, מלא הין מין שאובין פוסלין את המקווה. What's הין? הין, it's a measurement. That's a הין, it's a 12 לוג. 12 לוגין, that's a הין. This is מידה of דורה, that's what the Torah uses. Veshem in Zayit Hin, the Pasuk said, Hin is 12 lug. It's a measurement. And so that's the shi'ur of Maim She'ubin. If a person, he drawn water, that he put it in a, you filled up a bucket with water, and you poured it into the mikveh that was missing Malehin. If the mikveh has 40 se'ah of rain water, then Halakha says, even if you're going to put 1,000 se'in on top of it, it's still kosher mikveh. Why? Because it has, in the beginning, if it has 40 se'ah of meg shamim, then I don't care how much water you're going to put, you're going to fill up water, buckets of water, throw it inside that mikveh, you're not going to be posel mikveh. Mikveh is always kosher because in the first place, it did have 40 se'ah of rainwater. But if that mikveh is missing a little bit, it has 40 se'ah missing hin. And the person, he filled up a bucket of water, the measurement of hin, and he put it in the mikveh, he poured it into the mikveh. Now the mikveh, after he poured the water, now it has exactly 40 se'ah, such a mikveh is pasul. That's what it says over there. Malay hin main shewin postin ta mikveh. Eh la shehayab adam lomar bilshon rabbo. All the farshim, they ask also the Gemara over there, I said, what does mean hayab adam lomar bilshon rabbo? The person, he has to say the same language that his Rabbi taught him. Same sentence that his Rabbi says, he has to teach it to his students also. What does that mean? What does that sentence mean? שהחיה בדן למור בלשון רבו, what's going on? ופרשו ומפרשים, he says here, החתם סופר, שרבם של שמי והלל היו שמעיה ואבטליון, שהיו גירים, והיו מגמגמים בלשון הקודש. He said, who was the rabbi of שמי and הלל הזקן? was שמעיה ואבטליון. שמעיה ואבטליון themselves, they were converts. And the גירים, he said, they didn't know לשון הקודש 100%. They didn't use the many letters, they didn't know how to pronounce it properly. For example, hin, the letter he, they weren't able to pronounce the letter he properly. Tell them say he, said e. Said he, he. Said no, e. He cannot pronounce it properly. Many people, back in the times of the Gemara, said korin le'alfin aynin, aynin alfin. Many examples like this. So here he says here, Shemaya ve'Abtalion, they weren't able to pronounce the letter he. So that's why Shemaya ve'Abtalion, they used to say male hin mayin she'ovim postin tamagve. Why they added the word male? What's male? If you have full hin and you poured it into the mikve, postin tamagve. What do you mean full hin? What's wrong if you're gonna tell me hin mayin she'ovim postin tamagve? But he said, no, since that they cannot pronounce the letter he properly, so what they're going to say? In mayin she'ovim postin tamagve. So the students, they're going to listen to them, they're going to hear from them, in mayin she'ovim postin tamagve. Because they cannot, in mayin she'ovim. Mayin she'ovim, you're not going to be posted in mekveh. Mekveh is still kosher. So that's why they had to add the word malehin mayin she'ovim postin tamagve. Now people, they're going to hear malehin mayin she'ovim postin tamagve. They're gonna say, what does male in? What's male in? Now they cannot get mixed up and understand in mayin she'ovim postin tamagve, because they said the word male also before. That's the Shemaya ve'Abtalion. But here, Shemai and Hillel, they have no problem themselves to say hin mayin she'ovim postin tamagve. That's a proper statement. But since that their rabbis, Shemaya ve'Abtalion, they said male hin mayin she'ovim, that's why the students also, they used the same sentence that they used, even though they could pronounce the word properly. Hin mayin she'ovim. That's perfect. Perfect. But since that their rabbi, they said male hin mayin she'ovim postin tamagve, they have to say the same thing. And here he goes a step further, Ahatam Sofer, al kein haya gam shamay vehillel medaberim kisfatam mamash, shehayav adam lomar belshon rabo afilu bela'agi lashon. So even Shammai ve'Hillel used to say male in mayin she'ovim, even though they could pronounce the letter he. Shammai ve'Hillel, they have no problem, but since that they heard from their rabbi male in mayin she'ovim, that's how they used to teach their student. Why shehayav adam lomar b'shon rabo? That's why the Mishnah says like this. V'hene, now we get to our point. Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom amar le'aharon debrei hakadosh baruch hu. Moshe, he told Aharon, whatever Hashem told him, he passed it to Aharon, so Aharon should tell Paraon ben Israel. וכמה אותיות לא היה משה רבנו יכול לחתיכם בשפתיו, כי היה ערל שפתיים, והיה צריך אהרון לומר כן ממש, כשפת משה רבנו עליו שלום. ושוב, כשלא שמעו לו, חשב משה רבנו כי עורלת שפתיו גרם לו זה. So since that, משה רבנו, he has to tell Aharon whatever Hashem told him, and a few letters Moshe Rabbeinu cannot pronounce it properly because he was Aral Sfatayim Kibad Pi Kibad Lashon. So Aharon, whenever Aharon is going to pass on the information to Am Israel, he must use the same language that Moshe Rabbeinu used. That means he's also Aharon, he must speak to Ben Israel Bela'agi Lashon, same way the letters that Moshe weren't able to say it, Aharon also is going to pass it on with the same thing, without pronouncing it properly. So Moshe Rabbeinu thought, because of this, it's only because of me. Why do you send me, Rabban Shel Olam? You send me. Now, even though Aharon is going to give the information, you already told me this in Parashat Shemot. I understand this. But since that Aharon, he must use my language, so we didn't gain anything. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu. כי היה ערל שפתיים, והיה צריך אהרון לומר כן ממש כשפת משה רבנו. ושוב, כשלא שמעו, חשב משה רבנו כי עורלת שפתיו גרמה לו זה. והנה הקדוש ברוך הוא חזר ואמר לו, לאמור דבר אל פרעה מלך מצרים, ושלח את בני ישראל מארצו. פירוש הקדוש ברוך הוא אמר למשה, לאמור לאהרון, דבר אל פרעה. ודבר השם אל משה לאמור, דבר אל פרעה מצרים. What's לאמור and דבר? חברה דבר language. אלא, must have been לאמור, you have to pass, to tell Aharon. Aharon is going to say it to פרעה. Whatever Hashem told him, Parashat Shemot, same thing. So the Moshe Rabbeinu, he asked the same thing. Ve'azeh Hashem Moshe, hen ben Yisrael lo shamayu elai, ki lo ho'alti klum b'mlitzato. כיוון שהוא מחויב לומר בלשוני ממש, אפילו בלעג לשון. אמנם כל זה, אם אהרון אינו שומע פי הקדוש ברוך הוא, אלא פי משה, אז הוא חייב לומר בלשון רבו. אבל אם היה אהרון שומע פי הקדוש ברוך הוא בעצמו, היה אהרון רשאי לומר בדיבור צח. So משה רבנו came here in this week's parasha, he told Hashem, רבנו של העולם, now that I'm going to tell אהרון, whatever you're telling me, אהרון, he must use my language, we didn't gain anything. So the only solution we have, if you're gonna tell both of us, if Aharon's gonna hear directly from you, then he's gonna pass it on clearly to Bnei Israel. Same way he heard it from you, Rabbanu Shel Olam, clearly, he's gonna pass it on clearly. That's why, sure enough, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him here, Al ken ve'yomer Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aharon ve'savem el Bnei Israel. Let's hear what he explains here, Rahatam Sofer. So this is the Kal v'Homer that Moshe Rabbeinu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Bnei Israel didn't listen to me. How do you expect Parao to listen to me? That's one of the Kal v'Homer. And we see also later on in the parasha that we see by Makat Sfarda'im that also our Hachamim, our Nebi'im, they also learn Kal v'Homer from it. See here by Makat Sfarda'im, the Pasuk says, וَيَوْمَ رَشِمَ الْمُشِي بُوَ الْפَرْعَوْ وَأَمَرْتَا إِلَّا كُوَمَ رَشِمْ شَلَحَتْ عَمِي وَيَعْبْدُونِي. And if you're not going to send them, إِنَّا أَنُخِي نُغِيفْ إِتْ كُلْ جِبُوا لِخَا بَسْفَرْدَعِيمْ. Then all the frogs, makavt, frogs are going to come on him. Vicharas hayor sefarda'im. And all the river is going to have millions of sefarda'im. They're going to come out. Ve'alu ba'u bebeitecha. They're going to come out. They're going to go into your houses, in your bedrooms, in your bed, and all over. U'bet abdecha, u'b'ammecha, u'b'tenurecha, u'misharotecha. They're going to go all over. ובכה ובעמך ובכל עבדיך יעלו ספרדעים. Also inside their bodies, ספרדעים they're gonna go. We have the Gemara here, מסכת פסחים. You have a famous Gemara, everyone knows it. It says here in the Gemara, מסכת פסחים, דף נון ג' על עמוד ב'. עוד זו דרש תודוס איש רומי, מה ראו חנניה, מישאל ועזריה שמסרו את עצמן על קדושת השם לכבשן האש? The Gemara is asking here, famous question. How come Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, they were willing to jump into the fire and not to bow down to the pestle, to the statue that Nebuchadnezzar did? What did they learn? Where did they learn this from? So the Gemara said, "Nasu kal v'chomer be'asman mi'atzfardeim." Okay, but maybe before we get to what's going on, you have to understand what happened over there. What's the whole story? So we have the Midrash Rabbah. Midrash Rabbah tells us in Shir Shirim, says in Shir Shirim Rabbah, Parasha Zayin, Siman Hayat, the Midrash says here, Nebuchadnezzar, he'amid tzelem, famous, whatever it says in the Pasuk in Daniel, that he made a big statue, and he called all the nations, they have to come down to the ceremony, and whenever they're going to hear, you know, the shofarot, the hasusrot, they have to, everyone has to bow down to the statue, that Nebuchadnezzar did. So it says here in the Midrash, Nebuchadnezzar he'amid tzelem ve'hefrish mekol umah ve'umah shlosha shlosha. From every nation, he chose three representatives to come to that ceremony, and everyone has to bow down to the statue. And obviously from Am Israel also he chose three. ושלושה מכל ישראל, who are these three that they were chosen? חנניה, מישאל ועזריה. שהיו השלושה מישראל, עמדו מיחו על עצמן ולא עבדו עבודת כוכבים. They didn't want to bow down. So what they do? הלכו להם אצל דניאל. They went to Daniel to ask him, what should we do? They chose us. We're going to be the three. We are representing Am Israel. Should we go and bow down? We shouldn't bow down. What should we do? What do you suggest? אמר להם, הנה הנבי לפניכם, לכו אצלו. You're asking me a hard question. I cannot answer you. You could go to יחזקאל הנבי. Go to him, he's Nabi, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him what to do, you should go to him. Here's your address. הלכו להם מיד אצל יחזקאל, they went to יחזקאל הנבי, אמרו לו, כמו שאמרו לדניאל, נסגוד לה או לא? What should we do? Should we be bad? אמר להם, כבר מקובלני אני מישעיה הנבי, פסוק סד, חבי כמעט רגע עד יעבור זעם. So he told them, I don't know what to tell you, you should be bad, not to be bad, but I know I have a Kabbalah. from Yeshaya Nabi that if there's any problem, if there's any tzara, the person should hide. So Habik Kamat Rega Adi Abur Zaam. He should hide, don't go over there. Don't go to that ceremony at all. Don't put yourself into danger. You're gonna go over there, you're not gonna bow down. They're gonna throw you into the fire. So you better not to go. Amrule Ma atba'e dehun amrin hadin salma sagdin le kol umayya. So they told him, do you want that tomorrow on the news, they're gonna all the headlines on the news, Nebuchadnezzar gathered representatives from all the nations, and everyone bowed down to that statue. What people gonna say from all the nations, that obviously including Am Israel, it's gonna be Hallel Hashem. Also Am Israel, they bowed down to the statue. Hallel Hashem. As Amar lo, ma atun amrin. So what do you want? You asking me? I told you that's my opinion. They told him no. Amru le anan ba'inan nitan be pegam. We wanna go over there. We wanna be pogam that pesel how. Then hevet aman velanz gudle. We're gonna go over there and we're not gonna bow down. Then tomorrow the headlines, what they're gonna be? Everyone bow down except Am Israel. That's it. That's kedusha shem. That's what we wanna do. Begin the Yehun Amrin. Begin the Yehun Amrin. Hadin Salama. Kol umiya sagdin le lebar mi Israel. Everyone bow down except Am Israel. As Amar Lahem, im kidatichem hamtinu li ad sheim malech begibura. So if that's what you want, then wait. Let me ask Kadosh Baruch Hu. See if you should do like what you're suggesting. Maybe you shouldn't go. Is Hashem gonna save you? Maybe they're gonna take you. They're gonna throw you into the fire. هذا ودكتيب باو אנשים מזקני ישראל לדרוש את השם וישבו לפניי. ומי היו אלו? חנניה, מישאל ועזריה. אז אמר לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא, רבנו של העולם, חנניה, מישאל ועזריה מבקשים לתן את נפשם על קדושת שמך. מתקיים אתה עליהן או לא? Are you gonna save them? So יחזקאל הנביא ask הקדוש ברוך הוא, these three צדיקים, they are willing to be מוסר נפש, not to bow down, even though Nebuchadnezzar is gonna throw them into the fire, they are willing to die על קדוש השם. Are you gonna save them if they're gonna jump? Amar lo, eini mitkayem alehem. I'm not gonna save them. If they're gonna jump, their problem. I'm not gonna save them. Okay? Like the pasuk said, Ben Adam deber et zekne Israel ve'amarta alehem hal drosh oti etem ba'im. You coming to ask me if I should save you or not? I'm not gonna save you. מאחר שגרמתם לי להחריב את ביתי ולשרוף את היכלי ולגלות בניי לבין אומות העולם, ואחר כך אתם באים לדורשני, חי אני מדרש לכם. ובאותה שעה, that moment, בכה יחזקאל וכונן והלל בעצמו ואמר, וי לשונאי ישראל, אבדה שארית ישראל. שלא נשתייר מיהודה אלא אלו בלבד. So, יחזקאל started to cry, הקדוש ברוך הוא is not going to save them. כיוון דעתה, when he came back, אמרו להם, מה אמר לך הקדוש ברוך הוא? What information do you have? What does Hashem tell you? אמר להם, אינו מתקיים עליכם, Hashem is not going to help you. אז אמרו לו, בין מתקיים, בין אינו מתקיים, אנחנו נותנים את נפשותינו על קדושת שמו. Whether Hashem is going to help us, is not going to help us, we're jumping. We're not going to bow down. If they want to throw us into the fire, we're willing to die על קדוש השם. That's what it says. And מן דנפקין, the Midrash says here, after they left from the house of יחזקאל הנביא, אז מן דנפקין מן גבד יחזקאל, נגלה הקדוש ברוך הוא ואמר לו, יחזקאל, מה אתה סבור שאיני מתקיים עליהם? בטח מתקיים אני עליהם בוודאי. הדא ודכתיב, כה אמר השם אלוקים, עוד זאת דרש לבית ישראל. אלא שביק להון ולא תמר להון מדי. כן? אשבוק להון מהלכין על תומם. הדא ודכתיב, הולך בתום אלך בטח. So that's what it says over here, that Hashem, he came back to יחזקאל הנביא, and he told him, you think I'm not going to save them? Of course I'm going to save them. If they're willing to die, al kedush Hashem, 100% I'm going to save them. But you do not have permission to tell them that information. Why? Because if they're willing to die, al kedush Hashem, if they know that I'm going to save them, what kind of kedush Hashem is that? What kind of mesirut nefesh they have on their side? It's not mesirut nefesh. Don't tell them this. I'm telling you that I'm going to save them. But you should tell them, if you want to jump, Hashem is not going to save you. That's also what Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, they were willing to die al kedush Hashem. They know if Hashem is going to help them, it's not going to help them, they were willing to die. Now, we go back to the Gemara. The Gemara here in Psachin, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beit. So he asked, what did they see Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, Shem Masrut, Asma, al kedush Hashem? The Gemara said, Nasu Kal V'Homer Besfardaim. Where they learn this from? To die al kiddush Hashem. Where they learn it from? So the Gemara says here, they learned Kal v'chomer from the Sfarda'im. Same way the frogs, the pasuk said, "Umas for the aim she'en mitzvah al kedushat Hashem, kitiu behu ve'alu ba'u bebeticha ve'hadam shkabicha u'tenurecha u'misharoticha." The frogs, they jump into the ovens, they jump into the dough, everywhere. Even the they saw the in front of them there's a oven, lit oven, it's all burning. They jumped inside. Why? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu said they're gonna go in your ovens also. So all the frogs, they died al kedush Hashem. That's what it says here in the Gemara. As imatay misharot mitsuyot esel tenur, heve omer b'sha'ashet tenur ham. So if they saw that that's what the frogs did, kal v'amru anachnu shemitsuvim al kedush Hashem al achat kama v'chama. So that's why they learned kal v'chomer. If the frogs, that they are ba'ali hayim, they don't have mitzvah to die al kedush Hashem, they were willing to jump into the ovens. עם ישראל, הפסוק סד, ונקדשתי בתוך בני ישראל. We have to die על קדוש השם. We have מצווה לקדש שם שמיים. Not coach again that we have to jump into the, we're willing to jump to the fire. That's what it says over here. I saw here the Rashi explains that what kind of question the Gemara is asking here at all. Where did they learn חניה, מישאל ועזריה that they were willing to die על קדוש השם? מה ראו שלא דרשו וחי בהם ולא שימות בהם? Rashi said, the pasuk said, "Ushmirtem et mitzvotai ve chukotai, asher yaseh otam ha'adam v'chay bahem." And the Gemara is medayeket, "V'chay bahem ve'lo sheyamut bahem." The person has to keep the mitzvot as long as the mitzvot do not cause him to die. If because of keeping one of the mitzvot is gonna die, then pekuach nefesh is not allowed to do that mitzvah. "V'chay bahem ve'lo sheyamut bahem." So here also, if they saw that because they're not gonna bow down to the statue, they're gonna die, They should have bowed down to the statue. Why? Because v'chay b'hem v'lo shemut b'hem. Because if they're not going to bow down, they're going to die. And the pasuk said v'chay b'hem. That's what Rashi explained. Tosafot attacks him on the spot. He says, "I don't understand." So the v'kashe, they have perhesia hava. It was here in public. All but Nebuchadnezzar gathered from all the nations. It was in public. So Rashi understood that they should have bowed down. What do you mean they should have bowed down? Is it Abu Dazara? What is it? If it's Abu Dazara, Yarek Vali Abor. And Tosafot is asking, even if it was not Abu Dazara, even if it was any other Abira, if there is Gezira from the king that he have to do that Abira, Yarek Vali Abor, if it was before Hesia. Here also it was before Hesia. Because she, they have a Ferhesia Hava. ומסכין המסנהדרין, דלקולי עלמה בפרהסיה, חייב למסור את עצמו, אפילו על מצווה קלה. Even smallest מצווה, the person should die al kedush Hashem. If there's gezirat and malchut, and they're forcing him to do that abira publicly, he should die and not do that abira. Even if it wasn't one of the three abirot. So what's going on over here? What Rashi is saying, l'chaura doesn't make sense. So Tosafot is saying, "Mufarish Rabbeinu Tam, d'tzelem zeh she'asa Nebuchadnezzar, lav avoda zarah hava, ella andarta she'asa l'chvod atzmo." So it's just, it wasn't avoda zarah. He just made it like a statue in his image, so for his honor. Same way you have statue for the president, you have his statue. Here also they have the Nebuchadnezzar, he has statue in his image. So it wasn't Abu Dazara. People didn't used to worship it. It's not Abu Dazara.
ולכך כאמר מה ראו, וכן משמע מהפסוק, דכתיב ללהך לתענן פלחין, ולצלם דדהבה לנסגוד, משמע דלהה דידה וצלמה תרם לנינו.
He says here to Safod, he said, oh, that's also what the Raya from the Psukim. The Psukim, they told Hanem Shalav Azriah, they told Nebuchadnezzar, to your God, we're not going to worship. And to your statue, we're not going to bow down. If the statue was also Abu Dazara, why they're repeating their statement? They told him, we're not going to worship your God. If that statue is the Abu Dazara itself, so why repeating? If it's Abu Dazara, so why repeating the same sentence? And that sounds like from the Pasuk also, that statue is not Abu Dazara. And they told him, we're not going to worship your God, and we're not going to bow down to your statue. It means, if that's the case, bowing down to the statue is not an Abira. Why? Because when a person goes to the king, he wants to bow down to the king, it's not a sur. There's no sur. As long as that king, he does not is not thinking of himself as if he's God, حسب شلانهم, then there's no sort of Adam. And you see all the Nabi'im, anytime they used to go to the Melachim, to the king, they used to bow down ala pa varsa. Everyone used to bow down. There's no sur. There's sur to bow down la'abuda zara. But since that this statue, it's not abuda zara, there's no sur to bow down. That's what the Gemara is asking. Mara'u, even though it was not abuda zara, there's no sur. If there's no sur, why did it not bow down to it? Where did they learn not to bow down to it? And la, the Gemara answers here, they learn Qal b'Hamar from the Sfarda'im. And same with Sfarda'im, they're not commanded al Kedush Hashem. They jumped into the ovens. Also, Hanim Shalav Aziyad learn. That's what the Gemara is saying here. We have also Gemara, Masechet Sanhedrin, said, Chaura, here we have Hanina Mishael v'Azariah. What about Daniel? Daniel himself. How come he wasn't one of the three representatives? Why he wasn't there? Why they chose Daniel? He was closer to the king, to Nebuchadnezzar, more than Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. How come Nebuchadnezzar did not pick on Daniel to be one of the three representing Am Israel? Where was Daniel? The Gemara says here, Beferush and Sanhedrin. The Gemara says here, Daf Tzadi Gimel, Amud Alef. Tanu Rabbanan, Shlosha Hayu Beota Aitza. Three, they were in the same plan. Which plan? Rashi said that Daniel should not be around. Daniel should not be around at the time when everyone's bowing down to the statue that Nebuchadnezzar did. Who are these three? So the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Daniel, and Nebuchadnezzar. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Daniel, and Nebuchadnezzar, all three of them, they had the same plan that Daniel should not be there. Why not? The Gemara said, Kadosh Baruch Hu Amar, Nizil Daniel Mehacha. I don't want Daniel to be in that crowd, why? Delal imru b'schute itnatzal. So people, if Daniel is going to be there and they're going to throw them into the fire and they are going to be saved, what people going to say? People are going to say, why Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, they were saved? The zechut of Daniel. That's why Hashem said, I don't want Daniel to be there to teach people that also without Daniel, they have Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, they have enough zechuyot to be saved on their own. Without Daniel. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I don't want Daniel to be there. With Daniel himself, Amar, Izil mihacha, delal kiyam bi, pesile Elohim tsrefun ba'esh. Daniel said, I don't want to be there. He also ran away. Why? Because he said, I don't want to be, if I'm going to be over there, then, and I'm not going to bow down, obviously, they're going to throw me into the fire. And Daniel was scared if he's going to be thrown into the fire, he would have died. Why? Because Pasuk said, "Pesile Elohim srefun ba'esh." And since that Nebuchadnezzar, he made Daniel kibyachol his God, the Pasuk said, "Will Daniel segid?" Nebuchadnezzar, after Daniel interpreted the dream for Nebuchadnezzar, he couldn't believe what was he seeing in his eyes. That Daniel, he told him what dream he had in his night, in his sleeping, and he gave him the interpretation of that dream. That's what it says all in the Psukim in Daniel. So the Nebuchadnezzar, he couldn't believe it. He saw this, and Daniel, the Nebuchadnezzar, he used to bow down to Daniel, or Daniel Segid, the Pasuk said. So he used to bow down to him. So the Rashi says here, the Nebuchadnezzar asao Eloah kedichtib, or Daniel hava Segid. והבא לכפסילי אלוהיהם, שהם מקרא הזה, היה צובח עליהם לסורפם. לכך היה מתיירה. That's why he was scared, Daniel, that if they're going to throw him, he might die. Why? Because since that Nebuchadnezzar used to bow down to him, it means, כביכול, he became like a pestle himself. So he was scared, פסילו הם צריפון באש, they're going to be thrown into the fire, he might die. Let me run away. That's from Daniel's point of view. And Nebuchadnezzar Amar Yizil Daniel Meacha. Also Nebuchadnezzar said, I don't want Daniel to be around. Why? Delal Emru Kalyeh Lilaheh Benura. So the people shouldn't say that Nebuchadnezzar, he burnt his own God. If he's bowing down to Daniel, that means Daniel is God. So he's going to burn him down. That's why three Hayu Be'ota Aitza, Daniel shouldn't be around. Elahu, they left Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. And where did they learn that they were willing to die Akdush Hashem? They learned from that Sfarda'im. That's what it says. And I saw also something interesting, that if we pay attention here by Makat Sfarda'im, You see that the Sephardim, when they came to the Mitzrayim, Pasuk said, "Vesharat Sayor Sephardim," the river is going to have plenty of Sephardim. Ve'alun, they're going to come out. Ubao Bebeticha, they're going to come and they're going to be where are they going to be? In your houses, in your bedrooms, in your bed. And if you're going to count how many places they're going to be the Sephardim, count them. Ve'alu Ubao Bebeticha, Ba'adar Mishkabecha, Amtatecha. בית עבדיך, פעמיך, תנוריך, ובמשארותיך, ובך, ובעמיך, ובכל עבדיך יעלו הספרדעים. 10 places they're gonna go to ספרדעים. That's what it says here. We have to understand why דווקא in 10 places they have to go. Not only this, I saw also, it brings down here in ילקוט שמעוני, this week's parasha, רמז קוף בבית, he says here, 10 מיני ספרדעים הביע עליהם הקדוש ברוך הוא. Hashem, he brought on the Mitzrayim 10 different types of frogs. Makat Sfardayim. Why? But why? And as I told you from the Pasuk, said they went to Sfardayim, they went in 10 different places. And not only this, before they came out, the Pasuk said, Visharat Sayor Sfardayim. There were plenty, millions of them, where? In the Ayor, in the river. That's also something bad. So the Sfardayim, they're ready now to attack. They're all in the river, they're ready to attack. That's also something big. And after Sfardaim, they prayed, the Parao, he called Moshe Rabbeinu, please pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take away this Makkah from me. Pasuk said, Ve'itzbiru otam chomarim chomarim v'tibash ha'aretz. They also, after they died, they didn't disappear. They died, millions of them. They died in the Mitzrayim. Then they have to pile them, big piles, and then they stink, and they got disgusting. That's what it says. So it sounds like from the Psukim that the Laku and the Sfardaim, they went out and they went in 10 different places. Plus before we had the Sharasayor Sfardaim, that's 11. And then Beisberot HaHomare HaHomareim, that's 12. I saw one of the Farshim, they want to bring down, said that's connected to Shtem Asrei Shbatim. Because the Masriyim used to make the Shtem Asrei Shbatim work hard for them. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu brought them in Makat Sfardaim 12 different problems on them. 10 problems that whether they're going to explain according to Yalkut Shimoni, 10 different types of Sfardaim. Or the Sfardaim themselves, they went in 10 different places. And before Sharas Ayo Sfardaim, and after Vitzverot HaHomarim HaHomarim. So also the when I explain more also, says Visharas Sayor Sfardaim, that's Keneged Shevet Yosef, Menasheh Ephraim, Keneged Shevet Yosef. Why? Because which Shevet suffered the most in Mitzrayim? In Farshim, they want to say that Shevet Yosef, they suffered the most. Why? Because the Yosef, he was the second in command. He was second to Parao. That means Megararama, they went all the way down, they were making them like slaves. So they felt it more than anyone else. Anyone else, all the other Shvatim, they weren't kings. They weren't Hashub people. But here, Shepto Shel Yosef, he was all the way on top. Now they're putting him all the way down, that's they feel it much more. Megararama lebira'a mukta, they fell all the way down. So they felt the tsar that the Mitzrayim caused them the most. That's why because of the Shevet Yosef, Visharat Sayor Sefardaim. All the Makkah started from the Yor. Why? Because that Shevet Yosef, Dafka, you made him suffer the most, the Makkah is going to start from there. That's what they explain. And also, Yosef, where was he at that time? He was also in the river. They put him in the Tiba, Ve'yisem Ba'aron Be'Misraim, they threw him in the Nile River. So that's why Visharat Sayor Sefardaim, Keneged Shevet Yosef. And after that, what's the Shevet that he suffered the least in Mitzrayim, that's Shevet Levi. Why? Because Shevet Levi didn't do anything. They weren't in Shabud Mitzrayim. That's why Pasuk Asher Ya'anu Oto Kin Yirbe V'Chen Yifros. But Shevet Levi, since that didn't work over there, that's why you see their number, it wasn't like other Shvatim, because they weren't working hard. They didn't do anything over the Shevet Levi. The Anu, it wasn't, didn't apply to them. So they suffered the least. And because of them, Pasuk said, "Beisbiru otam chomarim chomarim etibash haaretz." Was really, even though now they stink, the Sfardaim, they pile them, but the Makkah is over. Hanukkah is over. Now they have to deal, you know, with the leftovers what they have. But the real, when the Sfardim themselves, they were attacking them, they used to make them suffer a lot. That's why here that Vayisperotah Hamarim Hamarim, that's Keneged Shebet Levi, and the 10 places that the Sfardim they went to, that's Keneged Aseret Hashbatim. That's what the Mefarshim want to bring down. This is the idea. That's what happened here by the Sfardim. That's why we have here like 12 types. Can I get 12 different Shbatim? We have Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin. Chaura Gemara, it's hard to understand what's going on. We'll try by the Hashem to explain it. The Gemara brings down here, Sid Ketanai, Daf Samech Zayin Amud Bet in Sanhedrin. Rabbi Akiba Omer, Makat Sfardim, when it came, Sefardim Ahat Haita. It was only one Sefardiyah that came out, like the Pasuk said. But Ta'ala Sefardiyah, but Tichaset Eres Misraim. One Sefardiyah. One Sefardiyah came out, was big Sefardiyah. They used to hear it and used to multiply. That's what happened. That's what Rabbi Akiba says. Amarlo Rabbi El Azar Ben Azariya, Rabbi El Azar Ben Azariya, he told him, Akiba, Malikha Itzel Haggadah. What are you giving us Haggadot? Since when you're Rabbi Akiba, you know the Brei Haggadah? Your expertise is what? Is Nega'im Be'ahalot. What are you doing with the Haggadot? What are you telling Hadushim? He told him, so the your Hadushim doesn't make sense. Akiba, Malikha Itzel Haggadah. Kalem Debrotecha Velechet Zel Nega'im Be'ahalot. That's not your style. Rabbi Akiba, you don't know Haggadot. Go back to your pilpulim. Rashi says here, you should stop giving drashot about this Sfardim. That's not your expertise. So over there, you're expert. But Haggadot, that's not your expertise. So don't give drashot. You don't know drashot. Go back to your limudim. Go to your pilpulim. What's wrong? Well, why? He's giving drasha. He's not allowed to give drasha. I said, no, you don't know drashot. Go back to over there. So then he told him, so Rabbi Akiba asked him, so what's the pirush of the pasuk? The pasuk said, Ta'ala Sefardiyah. One Sefardiyah came out. So how come you see Makat Sefardiyim? So I gave you my drasha. You're laughing at my drasha. Let's hear what you have to suggest. Then he told him, Rabbi Al-Azhar Al-Azhar told him, Sefardiyah Ahat Hayta. Only once for the came out, like the Pasuk said, Visharka lahim vehim bao. It whistled to all the Sfardim, and all the Sfardim came out. So that's the real drasha. Your drasha, Rabbi Akiva, doesn't make sense. Go back to your Nega'im ve'ahalo. The real pirush is what I'm telling you. It whistled to them. What's going on here? But who said Rabbi Lazar ben Azariya drasha is better than Rabbi Akiva's drasha? So I saw something beautiful that the Hatam Sofer brings down. He says here in the Torah Moshe Daf Kaf Gimel Amud Alef, after he quotes the Gemara that I just read, he said, "Yesh lefaresh deita b'Gemara Masechet Pesachim Daf Nun Gimel Amud Bet Mara Hanina Mishael Ve'Azariah Shemasur Asma Al Kedush Hashem Nesukal V'Hamer Me'Sfardaim." The Gemara we just read from Pesachim before. "Yesh lefaresh kach dehainu al yedei shenatan hakadosh baruch hu belev sfardaim labo letoch hatanur ubevaday lo natan hakadosh baruch hu belbam la'asot davar sheino ra'uy la'asot ve'ukach mehem sheraui lekadesh et Hashem ve'sheper nesu hanina mishael ve'azariah kal v'chomer mehem." Since that the sfardaim, there was no commandment on each sefardaya which sefardaya should jump into the oven, which sefardaya should go inside the house of Parao, which sefardaya should go to the bedroom. There's no commandment. Sefardaim should go all over. So each sefardaya could say, listen, why should I jump into the oven? Each sefardaya could tell its friend, you should go into the oven, let me go to Parao. I'll take care of Parao. You should jump into the oven. But the Sfardim didn't do such a calculation. If there is mitzvah, any Sfardiyah that was next to the oven, jumped inside. They didn't ask any question. That's why also Yalkut Shimoni brings down, said that's why all these Sfardim that they jumped into the ovens, Kadosh Baruch Hu, they jumped al Kedush Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he rewarded them, and only they stayed alive. Because Pasuk said, Ve'yamutu Sfardim min habatim min hasirot min hasadot. But doesn't say that they died, the ones that they jumped into the ovens, doesn't say that they died. And the Ilkut Shemoni says, Beferush, in this week's parasha, he said that the Hashem rewarded them and did not die. Only those that they jumped into the fire, the ovens, they stayed alive. So here we continue with the Hatam Sofer. He says here, אך אם כל עקר בריאת דבר זה והביאתו בעולם לא נברא אלא לדבר זה, אז אין ראיה וכל בחומר ממנו, כי זה רק לכך נברא. מה שאין כן חנניה מישאל ועזריה שנבראו כמו כל צדיקי ישראל, ולא למזווה זו בלבד. So he says, the only reason why חנניה מישאל ועזריה they learned כל בחומר from the ספרדעים, why that's only if you're gonna tell me that the ספרדעים on their own, that's only it's going to be good if you're going to explain that there's only one Sefer Deya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for Makat Sefer Deyaim, and that Sefer Deya called up all the other Sefer Deyaim from the Nile River, and all of them they came out and they jumped into the ovens. Then those Sefer Deyaim that they came from the Nile River, they weren't born for Makat Sefer Deyaim. They were born from Sheshet Yimei Bereshit, like all the other creation. So those, why did they jump to the ovens? Ela, if they jump to the oven, we also have to be Moser Nefesh Al Kedush Hashem. According to you, Rabbi Akiba, that you said, one Sefer Deya came out and it multiplied. That means all these Sefer Deyaim, they were created by Ma'aseh Nesim, they were created a miracle to do Makat Sefer Deyaim. So if that's the case, then Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, they cannot learn from them. Because those Sfardayim, they were born only to do Makat Sfardayim. So how come you're learning Kal Vachomer from those Sfardayim that were created only for the purpose of Makat Sfardayim? That's why he told him, your drasha, Rabbi Akiva, doesn't make sense. And the right drasha is what? It's only one Sfardayah came. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created one Sfardayah for the Makkah. And that Sfardayah called up all the other Sfardayim in the world to come to jump into the ovens. So if that's the case, now really Hananiah Mishael Azariah, now they have Kal Vachomer what to learn from. That's why he told him, you don't understand Haggadot. You should go back to Pilpulim. But the real Pirush, that the one Sfardaya called up all the other Sfardayim. It's a beautiful Pirush, he says here. And that's the idea. He said, Mashayin ken Hananiah Mishael Azariah shenibrau kmo kol tzadikei Yisrael, ולא למזווה זו בלבד. והנה לרבי אלעזר בן עזריה שצפרדע שרקה לאחרים שכבר נבראו מאז, אז הקל וחומר שפיר. אבל לרבי עקיבא שאחת השריצה ומלאה את כל הארץ במעשי ניסים, אם כן כל עצמן לא נבראו אלא בנס. רק בשביל דבר זה, לקדש שמו ברבים. אם כן אין כאן קל וחומר לקדוש השם בזה. לכן גער בו רבי אלעזר בן עזריה. So that's the reason why Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he screamed at Rabbi Akiba, he told him he should go back to learn Pilpulei Torah. Don't give us Haggadot. Why? Because according to you, Rabbi Akiba, according to you, the Pirush, what do you tell us, Rabbi Akiba, that once Sfardaya came out and it spread out, that means all these Sfardayim, they were created for Makat Sfardayim. So how come Hananiah Mishael Azariah is learning from them? Ela, your Pirush is not right. The right Pirush is called up the existing Sfardayim. And if those existing Sfardayim, they jumped into the ovens, now we could learn Kal Vachomer. That's a beautiful Pirush that I said. And with this, we could understand also another hard Gemara. We have Gemara in Masechet Brachot. Dev Samech Aleph Hamud Bet. The Gemara tells us here at the time that when they took Rabbi Akiba to kill him, when the goyim, they caught Rabbi Akiba, they want to kill him. The Gemara says here, בשעה שהוציאו את רבי עקיבא להריגה, זמן קריאת שמע היה, והיו סורקים את בשרו מסריקות של ברזל, והיה מקבל על עצמו עול מלכות שמיים. אמרו לתלמידיו רבנו, עד כאן? אמר להם, כל ימי הייתי מסתער על פסוק זה בכל נפשך, אפילו נוטל את נשמתך. אמרתי, אמתי יבוא לידי ואקיימנו. ועכשיו שבא לידי לא אקיימנו. The Gemara says that when the Romans, they were killing Rabbi Akiva in such a harsh way, they were killing him, and his students, they were watching how they're killing their Rabbi, and it was the time of saying, to say Kirat Shema. Rabbi Akiva was saying Kirat Shema, and he was ma'arich, ואהבת את השם אלוקיך בכל לבביך, ובכל נפשיך, ובכל מאודיך. He said, all my life, he was waiting Rabbi Akiva, how could he fulfill that mitzvah b'chol nefshecha? He should love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if he's taking your neshama, you should love him. So he said, now that this moment came to my hand, that's why he was giving his neshama willingly for his love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But his students, they asked him, said, Adkan, until here? Until that's what you're doing? Even though they're killing you, that's why you're loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said, Be'abta b'chol nefshecha? And he told them, all my life I was waiting for it. And all the Farshim, they asked, said, what the students are asking from their Rebbe? So didn't they know that there is mitzvah to die HaKadosh Hashem? What they told him, Adkan, up to here? Yes, up to here, yeah. What kind of question? What they're asking him? So I saw that they bring down, we have Yilkut Shemoni, says in Yilkut Shemoni, the end of Sefer Tehillim, all the way at the end, that Amru al David HaMelech, שבשעה שסיים ספר תהלים זה דעתו עליו. He thought himself that, you know, who's on earth, he sang to הקדוש ברוך הוא, he made שירים ותשפחות לקדוש ברוך הוא more than me. So he was כביכול, he felt good about himself, דוד המלך. זה דעתו עליו. אמר לפניו רבונו של העולם, so David, he told הקדוש ברוך הוא clearly, כלום יש דבר בעולם שאמר שירה כמותי? Is there anything in the world that praised you more than me? As the Midrash says here, Yilkut Shemoni, נזדמלה לו צפרדיה אחת, אמרה לו, אל תזוח דעתך עליך, שאני אומרת שירה יותר ממך. ועל כל שירה ושירה שאני אומרת, אני ממשלת עליה 3,000 משל. שנאמר, מדבר 3,000 משל, והיא שירו 5,000. So one frog came to David המלך and told him, don't think of yourself that you are something. Why? Because you're saying you made 150 prakim of Tehillim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she wrote the Shpachot. Do you know how much I praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu? All my life I praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Sfardiya says. It says, Ani amarti shira yoter mcha. I said, much more than you. Ve'akot shira v'shira, ani memshet alayah 3,000 mashar. So, don't feel good about yourself, David HaMelech. You're nothing. Kadosh Baruch Hu sent him that frog specifically. Why? To teach David HaMelech that don't feel good about yourself that you praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He said, no, you have the Tzfardiya did much more than you. All them Farshim, they asked, said, well, what do you want? Tzfardiya, if her nature, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the Tzfardiya to praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu, okay, but what does this have to do with David HaMelech? How David HaMelech, what he has to do with the Tzfardiya? You're right, you Tzfardiya, you praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu a lot, because you were created for that purpose. But me, David HaMelech, I was created like anyone else. Who's anyone else compared to me? Any human being? Who's any other human being praised HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than me? That's what David HaMelech is saying. So what does Tzfardiya came and pulling David HaMelech down? What's going on? So we told you once that Zohar HaKadosh brings down in Parashat Pinchas, Daf Resh Yotet Amud Bet. The Zohar here, he goes discussing what happened Sheshet Yemei Bereshit. He brings down here, he said that there are three partners Kibyachol, they helped in the creation. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu created Shamayim, created the heavens, created the earth, and he created the water. So he said from these three elements everything came in the world. From the Shamayim, all the Kuchavim, the stars, the sun and the moon, everything from the Shamayim. From the earth, everything that all behemoth, hayot, grass, trees, fruits, everything, that's from the earth. And from the ocean, all the creatures that live in the ocean. From here, from these three elements, Kadosh Baruch Hu created everything on earth. We'll get to our point. So it says here, until on the sixth day, ביומה שתיתאה, עבדה הרעה אומנותה דילה, דכתיב ויאמר אלוהים, תוסי הארץ נפש חיה למינה. כיוון דתלת אומנין אלין אשלימו עובדיהו, after these three elements, they finished all what they have to create, אמר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא, אומנותה חדה איתלי למעבד. We didn't finish yet, we still have one more thing to create, which is human being. I want to create Adam. אתחברו כחדה, let all of us together be combined. All of us, we should give something in the creation of human being. I'm going to be with you. All of us, na'asi Adam. all of us, we should make human. That's what the pasuk said. Na'aseh Adam b'salmin k'lumotin. It says in plural. Why it says in plural? Rashi tells us in the beginning, Parashat Bereshit, it said, even though with this there's tir'omet aminim, chas v'shalom, those that are kufrim, they might say there's chas v'shalom two gods or three gods, chas v'shalom, because the pasuk said Na'aseh Adam. Said the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he was the Kibyachol is taking advice from the Malachim, even though he does not need their advice, but to teach us that even someone who's big should take advice from someone who's younger than him. But here the Zohar is explaining something else. He said, Na'aseh Adam, all the creation on earth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he asked from all the creation to give part to Adam HaRishon. So he said, Na'aseh Adam, Gufa Dilchon, the body of Adam HaRishon is going to come from you. V'ana ehe shutafu ammechon, v'na'aseh Adam. I'm going to give the neshama, you're going to give the body, and with this, oh, both of us, we're going to create Adam. Let's hear what the Zohar HaKadosh explains. Based on this, I saw the Mefarshim explain, that's exactly what happened here with David HaMelech. David HaMelech, he said, anyone on earth praise the HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than me. Then the Sfardiyah came to him, he told him, no, that power of Shira that is with you, you know where it came from? It came from me. Because here the Zohar says, all the creation gave part to Adam HaRishon. Everyone gave part to Adam HaRishon, the creation. So he said, all the power that you have, that you're praising Kadosh Baruch Hu, came from me. So don't think big about yourself. That's why also what the Mefarshim explained, we read every morning, said, "Heve azkan namir, v'kal kan neshev, v'raskat sebi, v'gabur ka'ari." Should be strong like a lion, and fast. Said, like a deer. Said, what do you want? How could you ask? How could you expect from me to be like a deer, like a lion? I wasn't created like a deer. I'm not like a lion. What do you want from myself? Ella, since that all the creation gave part of it, gave a little bit to creation of Adam HaRishon, you have something from the deer, you have something from the lion, you have something from this. That's what the Mishnah is saying. Have you asked a Namir? Why? Because the Namir gave you something. The Kalkal Nesher, the Gabor Ka'ari, all these creation, all these creatures gave you part. So you really have part of everything on earth. So if that's the case, then David HaMelech, Atazuwahda Atecha Alecha. Don't think that he did something big. That came only from my side. So now, with this, the Mefarshim, they want to say, from where did the person get the middah of Mesirut Nefesh? Where did he get it from? Which animal, which haya, which creation donated to Adam HaRishon, to human being on earth, to die Akdush Hashem? Because we see that all the behemoth, they try to save themselves if there's any danger. If anything's coming to them, they're going to die, they're going to run away. No behemah is going to see that it's going to die, is going to stay over there. Every behemah, Hashem gave the tabat, the nature of every person, every creation, every creature, when sees something's danger for it, runs away. So where did the person get that power to die Akdush Hashem? From which behemah? Which haya? Which creation? And Farshim said, and it came from where? From the Tzfardiyah. Since that here, the Gemara said in Masechet Psachim, Tzfardiyah itself, the Tzfardiyim, they jumped into the ovens, even though they weren't commanded to. That means they were Mosir Nefesh Akadush Hashem. From the Tzfardiyim, the person, he learned that Middah to die Akadush Hashem. So now here, the students of Rabbi Akiba, the Gemara and Brachot, they told him, Atkan, Rabbeinu Atkan, you die Akadush Hashem. It means when the students, they ask Rabbi Akiba, they didn't ask him, they know there's Mizbah to die Akadush Hashem, but they told him, where did you learn this Mizbah to die Akadush Hashem? We learned it from the Sfardayim. But that's only according to Rabbi Azar bin Azariah, who said there's only one Sfardayah came and called up all the existing Sfardayim that they were already created, and they also died Akadush Hashem. From here we know they also have to die Akadush Hashem. But you, Rabbi Akiba, you said in Masechet Sanhedrin, what do you say? He said that no, one Sfardiyah came, and that Sfardiyah multiplied. It means if that's the case, like we explained from the Hatam Sofer, the Am Israel, the Hanayim Shalev Azriah, they cannot learn from the Sfardiyim, because those Sfardiyim that they multiplied, they were created Dafka for Makat Sfardiyim. So you have nothing to learn it from. according to you, your drasha Rabbi Akiva. You, according to you, you said that only once for day I came and multiplied. It means all the makats for the Ayn Masrain was Ma'asin Asim. If it was Ma'asin Asim, you cannot learn from there. So if that's the case, where did you get that power to die Akadush Hashem? Mishnama, according to us, according to Rabbi Azar ibn Azariah, who said, where do you learn to die Akadush Hashem? Because once for day I came and called all the other existings for the Ayn, then we know you have to die Akadush Hashem. But according to your Rabbi Akiva, where did you learn it from? According to you, you have a problem. Where did you get that power to die Akdush Hashem? That's why he told him, Kol Yamai Hayiti Mistair, you're right. On my nature, just like any other creature, when it sees danger, it runs away. That's my nature. But all my life, I was preparing myself for that moment. Kol Yamai Hayiti Mistair, Ima Taytabol Yadiba Kayimina. That's what he told them. That was the conversation between Rabbi Akiva and the students. That's what Hakim told us. This is Anyan. And maybe with this we could also explain the question that the Gemara said, Masechet Pesachim, Marao Hananiah Mishael Azariah, that they jumped Al Kedush Hashem, they were willing to die Al Kedush Hashem. They learned from the Sfarda'im, Kal Vachomer. What does this mean? Same way the Sfarda'im, they died Al Kedush Hashem, and every person, he had the power, he was created from all Ma'aseh the Briya. All the creation on earth donated something to the human, to human being. So if that's the case, from the Sfarda'im, they donated the kawah of Mesirut Nefesh. That's why Hananiah Mishael Azariah, they were willing to die Akadush Hashem. That's what Hakim tells us. That this is the Anyan. And as I said, that the Yalkut Shemani brings down that all these Sfarda'im that they jumped into the oven, they stayed alive. And sure, also the same thing happened with Hananiah Mishael Azariah, because they jumped and they were willing to die Akadush Hashem. The Shbarachu also, he did with them, even though they weren't, they didn't have to die from such a case. They could have bowed down. Ela, they learned Kal Vachomer from the Sfarda'im, since that they did more than what they were commanded to. Also, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he told Yechezkel and Nabi, I'm going to save them. But don't tell them that information. But I'm telling you that I'm going to save them, because the same with Sfarda'im, they did more than what they have to. They jumped into the ovens and they stayed alive. Also, Hananiah Mishael Azariah, they're going to stay alive. That's what Hakim tells us. The more the person that he gives, more what is he supposed to? He gives more for the kabod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem, he gives also more. Hashem Shemurecha, Hashem Tzillecha Al Yad Yeminecha. Just like the shadow of the person. Whatever you do, that's your shadow. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kibichol is our shadow. The same way you behave to him, Kadosh Baruch Hu also behaves to us. Be'ezer Hashem, we should pray that Kadosh Baruch Hu should help all of us, should do with us, Be'ezer Hashem, sin v'nflaot, v'nizkeh, l'gvola shel imam, Rabbi Yaminu, amen v'amen. Rabbi Hanan, l'ak she'omer, asa Kadosh Baruch Hu, zekot Yisrael, l'fichach, Rabbi Hanan, zvot, sh'neymar, Adonai hafes, nema'as tko, yagdil tora,